pothole report continues here. 790-792-6278. It's the Blake and Eva show. If you want to give us a buzz, I got a really unexpected sense of pure joy yesterday when I realized a pothole that I dodge every day leaving work was fixed.
Yeah, hallelujah.
79 Coast, where do you see one that's not like a problem pothole? Especially, I mean, if anyone listening got a flat from one,
right?
Definitely call. 79 Coast, Martina.
I have a huge pothole.
Okay.
I travel twice a day on the old Alfred Road in Waterboro.
Yeah.
And that it's probably maybe a mile long. You are just, it's like a slalom course. Back and forth, trying to avoid the oncoming traffic.
Right.
But
right.
Not falling into the potholes that are there.
Yep.
They have been there for so long.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. The buses travel on that.
Oh,
right.
So it's annoying. I can hardly wait till it's over with.
Well, that would explain the spate of chipped teeth in the children of Waterboro. You know
all
what it is? It's the dentist in Waterboro.
Uh-huh.
It's a scam. It's a collusion. Collusion.
Collusion. It's in the future to be fixed, I hope.
Okay. I hope so.
Right. No more chipped teeth.
I hope so.
No.
All right. Thanks, Martina.
Thank you. Bye. Sure. Yeah, bye-bye.
Hey, Sue.
Yeah.
Pothole report.
Oh, marginal way between Franklin Arterial and Forest Avenue.
Yeah, that's always bad.
Always.
Watch out for the manhole covers, the marginal way. That's where they're at.
That's where I know. Oh. It's always near the manhole covers, and I bet that's part of why it's hard to repair because you still have to be able to take the cover off and everything. You can't just pave over it.
Oh, right, right, right.
So I bet that's why.
Yeah, but that's my first challenge of the day.
Yep, I know.
Hey, have a good day, you all.
Testing your patience, Sue.
All right.
All right, have a good morning.
Bye.
You too, thanks.
79 Coast, 792-6278. By the way, Gail posted on our Facebook page, if you see a pothole, stop complaining, call Public Works.
Yeah.
You know, Gail, we do need to do a show, though. So, you know,
I know.
For
Come
now,
on.
People can call.
We're commiserating, Gail.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
Where'd you see a big old pothole?
It's a little bit out of your region, but I go to school at University of Maine in Orono, and they're parking lots, their roads, like everything is so bad right now.
Yeah.
Like I bent a rim.
Ooh.
Oh, you bent a rim.
Good.
Yeah, it sucks. They could do some real damage on your car. What kind of car do you have? Like how big of a car?
I have a Chevy Cobalt, so it's
okay.
Tiny.
Yeah. Those if they're lower, I can't imagine if you have like a low profile sports car.
I'm so worried about bottoming out and oh my gosh.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Allison said this one has been taken care of, but I hit it one night and ended up having to get $900 worth of steering work done.
Oh, see, that's what this scares me. And you can't charge the city.
This is on Congress at Bramhall. When you turn up Bramhall from Congress Street.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That whole intersection. I used to live right on the corner.
Right.
That whole intersection right there is always really bad. You know, and you know why? It's those older roads that have like the cobblestones underneath and then some of the old train tracks too.
Yeah.
So when
the
pavement
yeah.
gets broken up over the course of the winter and the expanding, and all, it just gets really bad. Yep.
That would be a big hole.
Yeah. How do you think they fill them?
No, then I'm sticking my finger in the hole that just opened up.
Oh, that didn't work.
Oh, man.
It's the Blake and Eva Show. Good morning.